Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, of course. And we wanted to cut Joseph out a little bit there. We thought we'd play a little trick on him. No, it wasn't Eric's, but we thought we'd go break a little early. And,
actually, it was my bad because we went so long on the first segment that we had a very short segment.
No, it's all good. It happens. And, of course, is this Celine Dion singing God Bless America?
Dion.
Okay.
You know,
maybe that's not good that I knew
on.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, God Bless America. There are a lot of different versions of this. Whitney Houston sang one as well, of course.
Oh, yeah, great stuff.
There's my
nice
version,
one.
Too.
Oh, where's yours?
Oh, I'd have to do it live.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to hear that this early.
All right. Well, I do want to... Did you already unload the song that I had before this?
Just no. Could you
just play a quick clip from that? Because I'm going to bring up something that Dave just sent me a text about.
Oh, okay.
Because it's from the same movie.
1955.
Yeah, this is, of course, another song from Yankee Doodle Dandy. You're a Grand Old Flag, James Cagney, 1942. Our
1942.
Our own, no, yeah. 42. I knew it was early 40s.
Yeah. Our own Dave Isaac, 1942, Yankee Doodle Dandy, James Cagney, Francis Langford Singer.
Wow.
It's all from Dave Isaac. He's an expert on this.
Where's the joke? Come on, Greg. You're slipping.
He should be following the draft right now. He shouldn't be looking at one of his favorite movies from when he was younger. He was about 25 when that came out. But he's a big fan of it, always mention it. But you know what I love? Another thing with 4th of July, of course, not just the songs you're bringing up, because these go on while you're watching fireworks, but brings you into sporting events, too, like at the beginning when you have the Star Spangled Banner and then, you know, God Bless America. And those get you so pumped up, you know, before sporting events when those are sung. And so not just with that, but then with 4th of July as well, just while you're watching everything and the fireworks, it just sort of gives you an extra, like, yeah, this is some good stuff.
Oh, I know. You're going to hear a lot of these songs during the fireworks. And, you know, just to clarify, you know, because we kind of, like, got cut off because of the segment. It's fine. I take responsibility
for
that as well.
Already.
No, it's my fault as well. I do want
to
say that...
No, he did it as a joke to Joseph.
Yeah,
it's okay, Eric.
It was a prank.
Yeah.
I want to clarify about Harold's Corral. They're going to feature an outdoor barbecue, mobile game truck, face painting, and shaved ice.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Thank you, James Cagney.
Yes. Yeah.
And you were bringing up Rawhide, and I had that information.
Yeah.
Rawhide.
Yeah, I hear there's some good stuff going on down there.
Cut him out. Oh, we already did that show.
Yes, and we want to forget about it quickly.
No, that was a good show. That was our Million Ways to Die in the West show.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Jay Perez, Shining Star, Ambiction, and AZ Tex will perform at the Faux Frontier Town.
Sure.
Rawhide. That's July 4th and 5th.
Interesting. See, I don't like country music, obviously, but I do like Rawhide. I haven't been since they've moved it.
Where is it?
I know it's way out like in Chandler now.
5700 West North Loop Road, Gila River Reservation.
Oh, yikes. Okay. So, yeah, way out
there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Far away. Listeners, you know, in the East Valley, you know, another option there. And any good house parties going on, let us know, and we will send Joseph there.
I will be there with glasses. I know normally don't wear those types of glasses, but I'm going to wear some glasses to the party. It doesn't. Yeah. It's not weird.
You're talking about the hidden camera one.
Hey, come on. Dump that. No, don't really dump it. It's a joke.
I'm looking at the dump button.
Right.
Too late.
I don't even know what's going on here.
Right.
But
I'm just trying to like...
No, I know. Yeah. I know. So a lot of great stuff, obviously. 4th of July, again, not just for the importance of the holiday, but just in general... I believe they still have the Twilight Zone marathon
I
believe
they used to have
on Sci-Fi.
It on network TV. I don't have cable.
Cool.
I think on Sci-Fi. Yeah. So cable.
But it's on Netflix, so you could actually watch it commercial free on Netflix.
There you go.
I'm gonna have I'm gonna have a Bates Motel.
I can't wait for that to come back. Is that back?
I'm still in the middle of season two.
I've only seen season one. I'm waiting for season two to hit Netflix.
Okay. It should be there very, very soon, I believe. And I'm halfway through. So I'm going to have a marathon of that.
I'm watching season two of Boss right now. That's a great show.
Okay.
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
him. He's the mayor of Chicago. And he's a real dirtbag.
Yeah.
I remember a Big Brother started a couple days ago. We had our friend from Big Brother on.
That's right.
And they had some problems last year with some racist comments.
Oh, okay.
And
World Cup.
Yeah, well, this year they have it again. They've got a guy on there, and there's a lot of controversy. People want him off, and they're threatening his family and all that stuff because he said some things online before he went in that aren't going over so well.
Sounds like a fun time.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. And you know, they got someone from Tucson. So when they had those auditions here that I wanted to go to.
Why didn't you?
Because you guys wouldn't accompany me. I wanted. Well,
what do you
I
need us for?
Be, like cheering section, because my friends wouldn't go with me either.
We want you to go alone. You know, learn to do that. It'll be fine.
You got to learn to crawl before you can walk.
Yeah.
I don't like going places alone.
Well, so sometimes crawling, being alone, is a good thing.
Why?
It can be.
Trisha.
What are your thoughts on Joseph? Hey, Trisha, what should Joseph be doing for the 4th of July?
I think he should be making some fireworks.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. He's got to get a girlfriend first.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe at the Hawaiian bar crawl. We'll see.
Maybe.
If I can.
I will say this.
Flower.
Joseph, you do go.
Oh, no, I meant I can flower necklace someone. I don't want to say the word.
Well, they're called lays.
Oh, okay, lays. Yeah.
Okay. I will say this, Joseph, for as much as you go out and talk about it, if you really are looking for that, it should be coming fairly shortly.
I've got my wingman there tonight.
There
so
you go. Well, good
Mr. Dinosaur guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he and I are going to hit
Sounds like a great wingman.
Maybe that won't be a good thing, actually.
Dinosaur guy?
I'm not allowed to say his name. Yeah. But, yeah, what's up, Trisha?
Well, you know, we are here in Philadelphia right now.
Yes.
And Dave's over at the draft. But once he gets back from the draft, we're headed out to the Welcome America celebration. They celebrate the 4th of July starting on this weekend.
Wow.
Straight through till the 4th.
Is that in Philly?
Yeah, right here in downtown Philly.
Yeah, I would imagine in Philly Center gets City. pretty going on all that stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
How are the cheesesteak sandwiches?
On the 4th of I'm sorry?
How are the cheesesteak sandwiches there?
You know what? I don't know, but we're going to have one today.
Oh, okay, good. All right. So what were you going to say? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Make sure Dave eats half of one.
he's such a good guy. He's a good traveler. We traveled all night to get here because we were at my family reunion. But anyway, they have their celebration on the 4th of July here in Philadelphia rivals the one up at the Capitol. It's a little bit more, the music is more today's music, a lot more hip-hop and rap associated
rap.
with their artists that come here. But it's very,
yeah, the,
very,
the
very
the Pilgrims
fun
all
time
sing
here.
Rap.
8 Mile?
Our forefathers were totally into rap.
Wow.
If you read the Constitution, it kind of comes off like a rap.
It kind of
it's
does.
It's just more for the younger crowd, which is very, very fun and upbeat. I mean, the Capitol 4th is awesome as well, don't get me wrong. But the one in Philly, if you've ever watched it, is incredible.
Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. Oh.
And there's Joseph with a singing pass for today, and we'll cut his mic
we're
now.
We're going to have to get him some beatboxing lessons or something like that.
There we go. With making fun of Joseph all these times, I bet, though, at some point, like 5 years down the line, he'll come to us and say, guess what? I just won American Idol or something without even auditioning or anything like that.
And you'll wish that you had this free.
Yes, I would say, I should have let him sing. So, Trisha, it's great that you guys are having a great time out there in Philly. And then maybe next year we'll head to the draft with you guys and... where was it? Oh, Florida next year. So that should be interesting. Yeah.
Oranges.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, when you say Florida, I don't think oranges.
Florida.
Uh-uh. I think of
Cuban
Disney
refugees
and all the fun places.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh. Oh, Eric, you want to go to Florida? See Mickey Mouse?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys have a great time, and I'm going to go out and see some more of the city.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Trisha. Have fun.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, I was going to say, Joseph, regarding your 4th of July, you know, growing up, any specific, sort of traditions that you have? I know you mentioned, you know, Anthem the last 15 years. Have you really gone to that show quite a bit over that time? Or, you know, what are some of the greater things you've done?
You know, most of the time, I have gone to not the show, I don't believe. I have watched the show from the roof of my house and the roof of Jackass Acres. And
you still live on Jackass Acres?
I live near Jackass Acres. Yeah, you know, but you know.
So you get on the roof of your Jackass Acres gas station and you watch. So this is your gas station.
Well, my parents. Yeah.
The family owns it.
Family owned. Yeah,
very
it's still
nice.
There. Well, the building is still there, and there's
so it's
now
no
it's
longer
a,
in business.
Well, yeah, it's no longer in business. But there's a Jackass Acres Canine Corral. If you ever,
so
you,
it's like a dog
you got
park
a dog,
now.
Yeah, it's a dog park. So, but it's a different.
Can
location.
You bring a kangaroo?
Frozen goes there often.
Oh, okay.
Does the dogs don't eat him?
He goes there when it's dark out, when the dogs aren't there.
They're not there. What if the dogs talk to each other and say, there's this little duck. This duck comes there at night.
Down.
So what we're going to do is we're going to stay. We're going to hide. Our owners won't realize this. Yes.
We're
going to
crouch in the shadows.
And then we'll get
the night.
That duck. Yeah. And that's what they'll do.
Timey.
You got to really watch Frozen closely.
Timey kangaroo down.
Is it timey or tiny?
Timey.
I did not know.
You know what you should do?
You never heard that song?
Yeah, I know the song.
Oh, okay.
You know what you should do for punishment?
I was born in the 60s.
For your cat that murdered her brother cat, you should bring the cat to the dog park.
Yeah?
As punishment.
No, she's a very good girl. She's trying to.
She
she's
killed her
behave.
Brother.
She's trying. Yeah.
I still got to hear that story.
She took off his manhood.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
It was my fault. But that's okay.
Well, shouldn't there be an animal control that comes and gets you?
Yeah,
for that?
like the,
that's awful.
Like child protection services.
Wow. No, actually,
cat protection services.
I will say this: I ordered Frozen a new diaper yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because his old one.
What website? Huggies.
Well, he's
or?
Got several. No, harness. He's got the diaper inserts. The pads, but the actual harness. He's got a few. He's got his Magic Mike outfit.
Wait. You don't use disposables?
Yeah, disposables.
Frozen Dan.
But you said you just ordered him a new diaper.
It's a harness. You have to. You don't close the disposable around him. It's he doesn't have legs like a baby. It's a duck.
Yeah, I get that.
No, it's a harness that holds the diaper in place.
I see.
And it also has a little clip on it so you can walk
him.
So
you didn't order
leash.
A new diaper, you ordered a new harness.
A new diaper harness.
How many times per day do you change Frozen?
Several times a day.
So he does his business quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Doesn't it, like, stain his feathers?
Not if you wash him. I wash him.
How often?
I wash him once a week.
Does he ever get the chance to be in, like, a swimming pool or a pond or anything?
Not lately, no. Just
really?
In the bathtub.
I mean, ducks need
Does he have water
to
wings?
Float in water, don't they?
They don't need to.
Well, they
but
love
they,
to.
They love to, yes. They don't have to, but yes, it's better if they do because, they're ducks. But he's got his tuxedo. That one's still going good. He's got his Tarzan outfit.
Yeah.
He doesn't prefer that one. He's got his... He's got his Magic Mike outfit.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's his going out.
You know,
outfit.
I think you got to send that to Channing Tatum. I think he's really going to appreciate that.
I know
that.
He would.
I think so.
Really, really, really love that stalker.
I think so.
And, also, what else? I ordered him a new red diaper. That's his favorite. His favorite is his red diaper. Yeah, I don't know why.
What you need to do is you need to take him to El Encanto in Cave Creek. It's a Mexican restaurant, very good restaurant, and they have a huge pond. Outdoors.
Let him swim.
There's already a bunch of ducks in there, so maybe he'd have fun.
Actually, last 4th of July, here's a 4th of July memory.
Sure.
I brought Frozen to the Anthem Community Park and tried to introduce him to the geese.
Oh, okay.
And
it didn't work out well,
the
right?
The geese wanted to come over and say hello.
Yeah.
And he was scared. He says, I don't know who they are. They don't look
He's
like me.
He's being sheltered
he
too
thinks,
much.
Frozen thinks that he looks like me.
Oh,
and he did not understand why these...
There might
be
a resemblance there.
But so I don't know. I protected him. Oh. I said, get away from the geese and all that stuff. But that's a nice 4th of July memory. A few months ago, I went over with Danny at one of these events that I one of these picnics.
Sure, yeah.
Over in Scottsdale, and I told Danny, I said, hey, I want to go look at the ducks. And I went over and was looking at the ducks, and I started to talk to them. Hey, how's it going? And I was talking to them, and he goes, you weird. He says, you don't talk to them. He goes, I walk away.
So, wow, you really like your ducks, though. I mean, that's nice.
He says, people are looking at us. Why are you talking to the ducks? So
to be fair to Frozen, I mean, geese aren't ducks.
Yeah. And, geese are a little more aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can be downright mean.
Yeah, they're very big.
But the way Frozen has been raised, it sounds like he thinks he's a human.
He does.
Oh, okay. Does he wait,
or he thinks
it's
you're
a boy,
a duck.
Right?
Huh?
Frozen's a boy,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted him to be a girl. That way I could have the eggs, which sounds weird, but I don't know.
Frozen is a female?
No, he's a boy.
Okay.
But if he was a female, I was kind of hoping he was going to be a female.
And where did you get him?
It was at
Pratt's Feed Store. Pratt's Feed Store.
So they actually sell ducks?
Yeah, they sell baby ducks. I don't know if I've ever told the story. I said that I wanted his name to be Rosie because I wanted to be a girl.
Rosen.
Rosie. And so I said Rosie. And my mom, who was there at the time, she says, Frozen. She says, what kind of name is Frozen? And I said, actually, that's the name now.
Wow.
Sounds like a much better name. And because I love the movie, that's what she thought.
So
that I was
your mother named your duck?
I guess so.
Wow.
I guess so, yeah. Because otherwise it would have been Rosie, and that would have been a terrible name for a boy duck.
That's horrible. And you were able to tell it was a boy right away,
no,
right?
No, you can tell by the feathers. You have to wait until they become an adult duck.
Oh, before and, you can
oh,
see
I'm
the
sure,
kids.
I'm and, sure a vet yeah. could figure it out.
Probably. Well, yeah, there are ways, but then you're possible to injure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't
there's
affect
feathers
your
in the way.
Cat friend, so.
Yeah, no. Well,
wow.
You can tell on
well,
the cat a little bit easier.
Interesting. So interesting little 4th of July story from last year with Frozen.
Yeah,
and,
but, you know, I love 4th of July. I don't know. Really, I don't know what I'm going to do this year.
Yeah.
I've got one group of my friends invited me to a pool party, so maybe
Very
I'll go
good.
There.
Oh, there's
group.
The pool party.
Well, yeah. But I don't know all the details yet. I do, but I don't know if I'm going yet. But we'll see.
Very
we'll
see. Nice. Yeah.
So there's a cute girl there. There's a few cute girls there. And then there's
I was going to say just one.
I'm sure that there's a lot.
There's
but
20 guys
you know
and one girl,
sure.
and
yes.
they all jump in and try to
and
get
of course,
on the action.
Yeah, and then...
Dog pile.
And then they all want me to sign their chest.
Very cool. Good.
I want you to sign my chest.
Okay, all right. A tattoo?
We've been waiting
I'm
going to
later get a tattoo on it, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, awesome. Nice.
Very
Can't
nice.
Wait for that.
Hey, now. Hey, you know, for
it'll
fourth...
It'll go with my microphone tattoo.
I had no idea that I had a tattoo.
Hey, you should post it on Facebook.
Why?
So people can see. They want to see your muscle.
I don't have any muscles since my surgery a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It's still more than
what
we got
yeah.
in here. I mean, come on.
What are you doing?
Look at Joseph. He's pumping
actually
iron.
Joseph is getting pretty ripped.
Well, except for one of my friends. He says, "You've got no definition." He goes, "Look at this." He goes around at the bar crawls. He goes, "Look at my arm. Look at my." He's like all the ladies. And I was like, "Come on, dude."
What's his IQ?
Laser. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds... Okay, American Gladiator there. But, with Joseph, you could tell you probably work out or something. And Eric as well.
I was up
so
until
much.
My doctor told me to stop doing that.
You don't do these, push-ups over
I,
here?
I do okay. occasionally. Yeah. For a while there, I was doing like 200 every time I came in here. But I
know. During the breaks, you got to check that out.
I don't see that. I did a push-up once. Last week.
And it wore you out.
No, there we go. I've been getting it together a little bit with the workout department. But with 4th of July, sometimes, you know, we'll go up to Rustler's Roost, you know, the restaurant there at the South Mountain area. And I think it's now the Arizona Grand Hotel or something like that. Changed the name a few
Heard
years
of
back.
It.
That's fun. You know, there's a slide in there. So for kids, it's good. And you got the big balcony. This year, I don't know. We might go to downtown Phoenix, and because again,
Fabulous
it was like six,
Phoenix
7 years ago. I was there. I really liked it, and so a lot of different options out there.
You don't want to see that tween band over in Tempe.
Oh,
is that the name of the band Tween?
No, remember it was don't tell Mom.
They should name themselves Tween.
Tween.
Oh man,
what a great word.
Yeah.
Actually, to be honest with you, before you said that, if I didn't see that, I
you
probably would have said, yeah, come on, Mason, let's go to Tempe Town.
Let's go see Tween.
Yeah.
No, don't take me there, Daddy. I think we got to look up this this band.
What was it
we'll
called?
Look
it
don't
up.
Tell
Mom. Don't Tell Mom is the band. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll have to see if
Now, don't
their
get
music.
Me wrong.
It might be good music.
Don't Tell
I don't
Mom
know.
The Babysitter's Dead is like a cult classic from 91 or whatever.
They probably haven't seen it. They're Tween.
That's the thing. Yeah,
you're
they
judging
went
alive. This movie, this band, based on not even having heard any of their music.
I have. All they sing in their songs, "Don't Tell Mom." Yeah. And that's all they say. Then they stop. It's awful. It's terrible. But we'll take another quick break right now. When we come back, who's going to be joining us, Joseph?
We're
going to
talk about competitive eating with Miki Sudo. She's going to tell us all the tips.
She's so thin. I just don't understand how she stays that
way. We're going to find out some diet tips as well.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
you
I guess she doesn't eat any other time except during competitions.
I have no idea. You know, Greg and I have some ideas for a taco eating contest.
There we go.
But this is, of course, another God Bless song. God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood. I remember singing this song quite often in my school days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be an American.
Plays we
How
have
about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Were you waiting for a fist bump there?
No, oh, I don't know what I was doing.
Okay.
Fist bump. There you go.
There you go. I feel.
Are you proud to be an American too?
Larry's Canadian.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I stand up next to you and defend.
Born
her
in California.
Still
oh,
today.
Very good. That makes two of us.
I was born in Hawaii.
Now I love this land.
Can we check your birth certificate? We got
sure,
to see. We'll be back.
The USA.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I went a-walking, welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Faridor, great producer Eric Reinert. And Joseph, obviously we all know the song, but who sings it?
Woody Guthrie.
Woody Guthrie.
Yeah. This land is your land.
Very good.
And you're listening to right here on Breakthrough Entertainment on KPHX 1480 AM. This is Phoenix.
We're back to our redneck station ID there, and very scary. I will be back later.
All right. And it's going to be a real good show about the 4th of July, like them fireworks and then the eating contests.
It is. Now, with the eating contest, I'm excited to hear about how she does it. And just in a
how
few,
she does it.
In a few moments, of course, I'm speaking about Miki Sudo. I hope I pronounced it right. And she should be joining us here shortly to talk about...
She eats
her
everything.
Great eating ability, yes.
Yeah, she is, you know, I'll tell you a little bit about her in just a few moments.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's one of the big names. I mean, like, you know the name Joey Chestnut.
Yes.
Now, you have to know the name Miki Sudo as well.
Absolutely.
Because she's the top-ranked female And yeah.
Without a doubt. And for more information on her, if you're by your computer now, go to mikisudo.com, MikiSudo.com. You could see her picture. You can see right here, she has big hamburger stack in front of her. It's like 10 burgers there. Look at all those fries.
A 10-pound pizza. I've watched her eat a 10-pound pizza.
That is scary.
You know what,
man,
I wouldn't give for a 10-pound pizza?
No, I wouldn't give anything.
You wouldn't?
No.
I'd probably give a heart attack, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a good chance that that would happen. Oh, man. So, Woody really wanted to stick on the show with us today.
Yeah, this is a great song, and it reminds me of down home when I out in the outhouse and stuff.
Ah, okay.
Very this good. Land was made for you and me, Eric. Don't now, you agree?
Oh, yay.
Now, Eric, have you ever been in any eating contests? In
I
your land,
not.
By
I,
the way?
I can't say that I have.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I can say it, but I'd be lying.
Yeah? Yeah, absolutely. Now, I haven't either, but Joseph, you were talking about tacos. And,
yes. I once ate, I went to an all-you-can-eat taco place.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they make those anymore, but an all-you-can-eat taco. I used to be able to eat like 10 tacos at home, like homemade tacos. So I thought this was a great thing to do like 10 years ago.
Is that anything like all-you-can-drink?
I don't know because I've never done that. But I went to All You Can Eat Tacos, and I got so sick of tacos that I had to go to the library. I don't know why I chose the library, but I went to the library and laid down on one of the tables. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't kick me out. I could not drive. I was so full that I had to lay down and
those
nap.
Food comas are pretty intense
that
happens.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've never been in a food eating contest myself, but someone who has, and one of the best in the country, of course, Miki Sudo joining us right now, and thank you for joining us today on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Hey, how's it going? Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're so grateful to have you. You're the top-ranked female eater in the world, number four.
So surreal.
Number four ranked eater overall. You're posed to win the women's competition this year and set a new record. That's what I've heard.
Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that's the goal. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, so, you know, first of all, what have you eaten? Is a better answer. Is there anything that you haven't eaten?
That might be a shorter list, right? We all have, the great thing about major league eating is that we never have to eat things that we don't want to. And there are some crazy foods on the circuit. And past there have been Rocky Mountain oysters, for those who are familiar with that. For those who aren't familiar, yeah, exactly. They also had a brain eating contest in a taco form. I'm not too partial to those. Some of the foods that I'm not fond of, crawfish and oysters. So I stay away from those, but everything else is fair game.
Oh, I love those.
Wow.
Wow, unbelievable. How often do you have these eating contests?
It really varies, but I've done up to 4 in a month. Sometimes we're really lucky on the circuit. We get 2 events back-to-back over Labor Day weekend. We're going to have a 2-day and 1-weekend type event. But right now, my focus is just on the nation's famous hot dog eating contest, and then I'll take it from there.
So, is the contest on July 4th? Is that the Nathan's hot dog? Is that the
yes,
basically?
Yes, it is.
And
it's exciting. It's the first year that the women's event will be televised. This is the only event on the circuit where the men and women compete separately.
Oh.
So first time for the women's event to be televised on ESPN2, and it's been called the most. I don't know, the most highly anticipated women's event in all of competitive eating because Sonia Thomas has obviously held the record for so many years, and me being a newcomer, it'll be a show to watch for sure.
If I eat one hot dog, I feel sick to my stomach. How do you eat so many hot dogs and just
I love hot dogs. I look forward to this. I've been looking forward to this for months. I don't typically eat foods like this on a regular basis, so it's almost like a treat.
Well, you're so thin. I don't know how you stay thin eating.
I'm just a real girl. I'm just a regular girl with a regular metabolism. I fluctuate like anybody else. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it behind the scenes. But hopefully on game day, I'll be at my fighting weight.
Okay. Well, how many hot dogs did you eat last year at last year's competition?
Unfortunately, last year I had to. I wasn't able to make it to the final table. I did qualify. I did 40 in 10 minutes. Which I think is one of the highest qualifying totals for a female. And I was on track to, do pretty well at the finals, but this year will be my first time at the main event.
Okay, exciting. And do you know where we can watch it? You said that it's going to be televised.
Yeah, it'll be an hour tape delayed on ESPN2. Otherwise, you can watch it live on ESPN3.com. I'll have to look into the times, but...
But it's on July 4th.
July 4th. The women's event is at 11 Eastern, okay. And the men's is at noon Eastern.
This should be an Olympic event.
You know what? I fully agree. A bunch of us think that this should be an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of hard work and training and dedication, blood, sweat, and tears that go into this.
I imagine other things as well.
Of course, we're speaking with Miki Sudo, of course, and she is competing in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. The women's coming up here, as she mentioned, 11 Eastern on the 4th of July, which out here in Arizona will be 8 o'clock in the morning. So get up early. Be sure to check that out, ESPN2 and ESPN3.com. Cheer her on, without a doubt. And Miki, how do you prepare for these events? Because I know you sort of mentioned a little earlier that, you know, you obviously don't always eat like this or don't maybe eat this stuff, but what's your diet like, though, in the weeks leading up to these
in
big
the off
events?
Hours.
I typically go for fresh fruits and vegetables, but as the contest approaches, I'll just eat larger meals in the beginning of the week, and then I'll just sort of taper it down. Leading up to game day, I typically juice all of my meals to stay well hydrated and well rested, and I don't know. For me, it's more important to go in focused and with a clear head. So we'll see how that works out.
And do you have are you able to tell us your technique when eating the hot dogs? Do you dunk the buns or anything like that?
Oh, you have to. I mean, that's what really brings out the true flavor of a Nathan's hot dog. No, no.
Do you have to eat the buns, too?
Of course. Hot dogs and buns.
No ketchup or anything like that, or mustard?
I believe you're welcome to, you know, personally, I'm partial to sauerkraut and mustard, but for contests, we just eat them plain, you know, maybe laced with a little bit of Crystal Light. But, for speed and technique purposes, most of us dunk the buns in some form of liquid. I'll be using raspberry lemonade to get all this down.
Nice.
And so that's my technique.
And now, do you have a specialty? I mean, like when someone says Miki Sudo, would you like it associated with any particular food?
Any particular food? I mean, my favorites have to be, well, hot dogs for sure, just because it's such a huge event. It's like the Super Bowl of competitive eating.
Yeah.
But just foods on their own. I love ribs and I love chicken wings. Actually, just earlier this month, I was in Chicago for I want to say their fourth or fifth year of the Rib Fest, Rib Mania, Rib Eating Contest, and I won that for the second year in a row. So that was a whole lot of fun. Chicago's always a great place to compete. And later on this summer, actually on my birthday, Hooters will be sponsoring the World Chicken Wing Eating Championship right here in Las Vegas, which is now my home. So I just did one of my favorite foods. I've got two more coming up. It's a great summer so far.
How do they determine if you've completely eaten the chicken wing?
Oh, I know, and great question. Well, the results are reported in, you know, wing counts. Everything's done by weight. So we all start out with the same, you know, down to 0.001 ounces of the same amount of chicken wings. And at the end, they weigh them again. And there's some sort of, you know, formula that they use for every ounce. You get credit for so many wings type thing. So, yeah, no, nothing gets by the judges. And I'm looking
same
forward
for ribs.
To clean, fair, yeah, or same for ribs. Basically, any debris food where you have to discard the bone where there might be some of the food left.
Right.
Hot dogs are obviously something that's done by count. But, in every event, I look forward to a clean, fair fight, and I'm happy that the judges are on point.
Right. Now, you mentioned the hot wings and Hooters. I think when I go to order hot wings, I order really hot wings. I love the spicy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
So is that does that change the way that you eat it, or do you, you know, is that like make you eat it faster or anything like that?
You know, for the contests that I've done, they've all been on the milder side, which is probably all for the best because these are contests that go anywhere from 8 to 12 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know if my typical hot wing would be as enjoyable in the 12th minute in the contest. But, I think the regulation wings that we use are, you know, Hooters, all flappers, the flat type, mixed in a mild sauce. But, you know, honestly, it doesn't matter. I mean, you put 20 pounds of wings in front of me, I'll just go to town no matter what.
And I think that the obvious question that we kind of, I don't know why we skipped over this, is how would you get into this in the first place? How long ago when was your first competition, and, you know, what made you think this was a thing that you'd love to do?
Yeah, no, it's funny because, you know, while I'm originally from New York and the Nathan's Famous contest is going on for years, it's huge thing. I never followed competitive eating, really. My very first experience was I did a man versus food type challenge here in Las Vegas. There's a 12-pound bowl of pho. If you complete it, you collect this progressive jackpot. You know, it was up to $1,500 or something. And I did that on a dare with no practice or preparation. And that was about 2 years ago, I want to say.
Oh.
And, you know, I never thought of doing another one, but my friends just kind of, you know, they would tell their friends about it. And, you know, in Las Vegas, they put me up on a billboard. Anyway, it took on a life of its own, really. And I got talked into eating my first ever contest, which was ribs. I ended up winning that. And from then on, I never looked back.
Wow.
I just figured, you know, wait, I get to eat, have fun, travel, and win a little bit of cash. Let's do more of these.
Do you make a living from this?
You know, I mean, it's been great as a supplemental income. You know, the prizes always vary by the event and sponsor and all that. You know, right now I don't really look at it. I take it as seriously as I would a job, not going to lie. But, you know, it'd be great if in the future this was all I did.
And
maybe that's the plan.
And do you have a boyfriend or?
I'm so used to saying no. I don't know.
How do you not know?
I've been seeing somebody and I'm really happy.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll
is he a big supporter?
What's that?
Is he a big supporter?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's like my biggest cheerleader. It's great.
Okay. And you know, and I saw this really interesting video on YouTube, a 10-pound pizza. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds like something I've done. But yeah, no, all of those, that might have just been a challenge. The most I've ever eaten in competition was 17 and a half pounds of chili in 6 minutes. And that was really pushing me to my maximum.
And you must have gained 30 pounds from that.
No, you know, that was the most I've ever eaten. And, you know, the funny thing is that was only good enough for third place. The winners ate nearly 2 gallons, and with the density of chili, I think it was closer to like 22 pounds. It was insane.
Miki, do you ever after these competitions, you know, weigh yourself after just the first couple days after, and you know, see a significant weight gain? And if you have, just in those couple days, that just mm-hmm. little window like that, what's the most after a competition that the weight has fluctuated a bit?
Well, you know, there's the weight of the food immediately after the contest, plus whatever fluids you take in.
Yeah.
But, you know, that naturally passes and everything. But, you know, with the sodium that you consume, I don't know, personally, I can't speak for everybody, but I do retain a lot of water weight. You know, it's just a matter of getting back in the gym and working it off. But, you know, my weight regularly fluctuates about 10 pounds, maybe.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, you know, I honestly, I can't let the number on the scale dictate my happiness, because if I did, I'd be all over the place on any given day.
I do.
Oh, do you really? Oh, no.
I get on the scale every morning when I wake up, and if I'm up 1 or 2 pounds, I panic.
You know,
I would highly suggest that you stay away from competitive eating.
Yes, I will.
Because the reason I brought that up is last year on Thanksgiving, out of curiosity, I checked my weight out later that night, and I went up 11 pounds just from eating.
Well,
that.
Maybe you've got what it takes. That,
you know, crazy.
And anybody can, you know, the MLE competitions invite anybody from the public to sign up. So if there's an event in your hometown, why not give it a shot? You might discover some crazy new talent that you never knew you had.
There we
like
go.
I did.
And so we talked about the pregame. How about the postgame? Do you take a nap? What goes on there?
You know, with this being my first time doing the Nathan's contest, it's going to be my first time going back to New York in about 7 years. I don't want to spend too much time, you know, holed up in my hotel room. I want to make the most of my trip. But, yeah, I'll probably need to relax a little bit right after the media and the contest itself. But I do plan to go out afterwards and celebrate.
I have one other question here. I mean, isn't it dangerous to, like, eat so much? I mean, isn't it possible that you could, like, rupture your stomach or something?
You know, I'm sure anything is possible. And, you know, just for caution's sake, we always have emergency medical personnel right on site. Thankfully, I've never had to, you know, I've never required their assistance, and neither has, you know, I've only been competing for 2 years, or a year and a half, but I've never seen them get called over, but it's good to know that they're there.
So you've never heard of anybody having problems after eating so much?
I've not with our events and not with our organization. I think, you know, when you start to get a little more reckless, I think it's just a matter of using good common sense. And I think that the time frames that we have for these particular events are really well thought out with the foods that we're consuming.
So, I like, no ground glass, no broken glass eating?
No. Something like, I wouldn't even expect anything like that. I mean, but as far as, you know, choking, rupturing your stomach goes, I've never seen it happen. I've never heard anybody in our organization, you know, suffering from that. You know, all the contests are kept to a short length, and, you know, we've got medical personnel on site. So far, so good.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we were speaking with competitive eater Miki Sudo. Again, she's the top-ranked female eater in the world, number four-ranked eater overall. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see this competition on July 4th. She's going to be eating in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Again, that's 8 a.m. our time in Phoenix, 11 a.m. Eastern, July 4th. Check it out, ESPN3.com, you said?
Yep. ESPN3.com is the live feed, and then it'll be taped away on ESPN2 by about an hour. But yeah, it's definitely both the men's and women's events are going to be great, but maybe I'm just partial, but the women's event is definitely not to be missed this year. It's the first time it's going to be televised, and the current record is 45 hot dogs and buns set by Sonia Thomas in 2012. Yeah, because we're in 2014. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm on good pace to beat that.
Okay.
I want to get ahead of myself. But, yeah, it should be a close fight for sure. I hope that she brings her A game because I definitely intend to.
Well, we're going to be cheering you on. We're going to be wishing
absolutely
the best of luck. And, again, everyone, check out her website, mikisudo.com, right?
I'm going to have to go update it. But, yeah, thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah, follow me at OMG Miki. I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and yeah.
Wonderful.
Everybody get hyped.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and you know, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
And thank you, Miki. And
we definitely enjoy my hot dog too, because I know I will.
Absolutely. And we look forward to having you on in the future talking about some of these other events as well.
All right,
and thank you so much. And that's Miki Sudo, of course, competitive eater, fourth overall in terms of the females. And as Joseph and Miki had mentioned, coming up here 4th of July, which of course is Friday, because sometimes you think of the date and then we get the days mixed up with it. So if someone didn't know, it is this Friday, 8 a.m. our time here in Phoenix, ESPN2, or if online, ESPN3.com, you can check out the Women's Nathan's Hot Dog Competition. And of course, if you're on Twitter, follow Miki at OMG It's Miki. So some good stuff.
And she's unfortunately dating some, well, I guess fortunately for her, but unfortunately for me, because gosh, I want to find someone who wants to eat that much and can, you know, keep an awesome figure.
We will find you someone, Joseph.
Okay, but, awesome.
Yes. Well, we have your Bobby there.
Bobby. Yeah.
By the way, I'm looking up the facts on eating that many hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I guess some guy named Joey Chestnut holds the official world record.
Oh, he's
and
insane.
I guess he's got 68 hot dogs as the record.
He was busy today.
So
yeah.
It says here that each hot dog packs 290 calories, 17 grams of fat, yikes, and 710 milligrams of sodium. Wow. And it says that means chowing through 68 hot dogs provides almost enough calories as someone on a 2,000 calorie a day diet for 10 days.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
We used to sell Vienna hot dogs at Jackass Acres. Yeah. Yep. Vienna.
Still can't get over that name, though.
But Nathan's. Hey, go Nathan's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are good, too.
Those are my favorite.
Those are the official hot dogs of the Hot Dog Eating Contest. And I want to thank the national, the association, you know, that regulates all that. They helped put me in touch with Miki. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and she was great, and definitely cheer her on coming up here this Friday. And we'll take another quick break right now. Of course, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX. Joseph, who's taking us into the break?
Oh, you know, if you're hearing this wonderful voice, it must be Barry Manilow. This is My Country Tis of Thee combined with his song Let Freedom Ring.
Very nice.
Which is actually a beautiful newer 4th of July song. I don't know if it'll be played during the fireworks, but if you want to get in the Independence Day spirit, this will do it for you.
Absolutely, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
Hey, welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and our great producer Eric Reinert. And Joseph, who's leading us in?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Isn't this Confederate music?
Is it? I don't know.
Dixieland?
I'm going to thrust my hips and see if that just, like, distracts you. All right.
That's his best Elvis impersonation.
Thank you. I don't know. Come on. I know. I've got a friend who does a great Elvis impersonation, but this is Elvis Presley singing Dixie. Of course, it's part of the American Trio, and you know, because we got another song coming up from that trio.
Very cool.
As long as Eric doesn't, you know, lets us know when the segment's going to end this time.
Yes, I promise to get that right this time.
Very good. Yeah, but it is a great song.
Yeah,
I like Elvis.
Elvis is good. Yeah, a couple songs that stand out with him, but yeah, absolutely.
Look away. Oh, yeah. Like the lip, you know, the lip going up. Don't you?
I used to have a dog that would do the lip. It was the weirdest thing.
Was he growling?
No, he would just put his lip up like that. Yeah, it's not. But it really looked like that. It was crazy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Joseph is the dog today. No, but now a lot of new things coming out. Summertime, DVD, Blu-ray the last couple weeks.
And you know, we've sometimes I don't get to see the movies in the theaters.
Yeah.
And so I want to catch up with a few of the movies. Well, actually, a whole list here. So we're going to go through them relatively quickly. These are movies kind of got passed over when they were released in theaters, but they've been released out on DVD, a.k.a. Bobby and Eric's choice. Well, not DVD, but Netflix, you know, streaming, all that stuff, VOD.
I'm probably the only person out there that doesn't have Netflix.
I don't have Netflix either.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, there's other ways of going about it.
Yeah.
But these are new on Blu-ray and DVD throughout the last 2 months. So basically May and June. I'm not including the ones that we have covered.
Right.
We're going to try to do some of the DVDs on a regular basis, try to recap and stuff.
Sure.
But these are the ones we have not looked into. Let's start with 300, Rise of an Empire. Dave, I know, saw this and absolutely loved it.
Okay.
I did not want to see it in the theater. I chose not to. We gave passes away to see it. We gave passes away to see like a sneak preview of it during the, you know, they reshowed the first one, 300.
Yeah.
Right. Did you ever see the first 300?
I didn't, no. Oh, no, I did. I'm sorry.
Really stylized.
It was okay. Like, I'm just not into the type of movie.
It was okay, but yeah, you know, it's green screened everything, man. Yes. And it's like, that's a little too much for me. Sin City was the exact same way.
Yes, except for this has got a lot of violence. It's basically just blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not a horror movie.
See, I don't like blood. I have a tough time with it.
I like blood, but when it's a horror movie, not when it's
Spartans.
So
I'm getting queasy just talking about it.
I did not like 300.
Oh, okay.
Do you think I like this? I suffered through
300. Yes, you liked it.
I got through about a half an hour, and I decided this is not worth my time.
Yeah,
do not waste your money or time on 300 Rise of an Empire. Absolutely horrible. Don't listen to Dave Isaac. Another movie.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about half the time.
I, Frankenstein.
It's dementia.
Aaron Eckhart.
Yes.
Not Eric Reinhart.
No,
but Aaron
my name is not
Eckhart.
Reinhart.
Aaron Eckhart.
It's Reinhard.
Oh, no. Reinhard.
No.
No.
But, you know, I like Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, he's good.
He was great in that.
He has those chiseled man looks.
Thanks for Smoking or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot more than that.
Well, yeah, but that was a really good movie.
It was really too good.
That movie where he's drilling to
the best movie was the one where he's drilling to the center of Earth, because that is so believable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wasn't that The Core or something like that it was called?
Yes.
Yeah.
And because of his, you know, well, in The Dark Knight, everyone was great in that, obviously.
Yes.
Heath Ledger, Christian Bale, everyone was. But again, you know, he was part of everyone, and that was phenomenal, his work there.
Yeah.
So is I, Frankenstein any good?
No. No, it's not. He basically plays Frankenstein, I think it's based on a comic book series. It's the same sort of thing as Underworld.
Who's the girl that's in it? Is it Charlize or who is it?
No.
The name showing up is Ivana
from Chuck.
From Dexter.
Dexter.
Yeah, the blonde.
Yeah.
That was
she's
crazy
on 24
that
right now
was,
as well.
Yeah. No, she's
Strakowski or something.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce
it. I spoke to her before. She's a great person to interview.
Good interview, yeah.
Yeah. And but unfortunately her acting on I, Frankenstein and 24, not so good. Great on Chuck.
She did great on Dexter.
Great on Dexter, great on Chuck. Yeah,
she did great, but the one thing is that with Dexter, I mean, that's
where... She was
a
serial killer, too.
But that's where the show started kind of going bad again when she came in.
Yeah,
but
that was the end of the series anyway.
Yeah, well, it wasn't her fault at all. So that,
well, this isn't her fault either. This is just a bad movie. Do not rent I, Frankenstein.
Stay away.
Yeah, especially if you don't like the Underworld series. I mean, this is a million times worse than that. So I couldn't even get through like 15 minutes of it. It was really weird.
I don't like movies like that to begin with.
No. But again, I want to recap Wolf Creek 2. I said it was on my best of the year list so far. We still got to get to the worst in our next hour. But Wolf Creek 2 just came out on DVD and Blu-ray. I don't know if it ever made it to theaters here. It was in theaters in other states.
Oh, look,
states.
Wolf Creek 2 is on Netflix.
I think that you would like it. It's got some great chase sequences. The end of the movie, there's a little bit of the torture violence stuff, which you might not like, but it is paired with some really interesting dialogue, and they bring up that Timey Kangaroo Down song, which is why I was bringing it up.
Yeah, that's an Australian type thing, huh?
Yes.
And by the way, for listeners who have Netflix and get really frustrated when you're searching for something, because you can only search by title on Netflix.
Really?
You can't search for like an actor's name or anything like that.
What?
You won't get any results. So for those people who are frustrated, go to instantwatcher.com. It's a third party that actually lists all of Netflix streaming video.
So, interesting.
And you can search by title, by actor, by whatever genre, whatever you want.
Good tool. And again, if you didn't like original Wolf Creek, like myself, I did not like it, you will love Wolf Creek 2. So fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I watch movies in, you know, like three different times, and not like I watch like 20 minutes and another, you know, half hour.
Yeah, that's
hour
how we
watched
our television and movies as well.
Yeah, you know, because
you don't have time to sit there
for 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, so I watch them in pieces.
Yeah.
This one, I did not want to turn off. I watched it in three pieces. The first time, I did not want to turn it off.
Really?
The second time, I did not want to turn it off. And the third time, I was so upset that it was over.
Wow.
I wanted to watch it over again.
You're talking about Wolf Creek?
Wolf Creek 2, yes.
All right,
it is so fast.
Eric will check it out.
Yes.
And then next week, he'll be very upset at you for a movie.
Most likely.
Well, and now how about another...
Yeah.
This is a direct-to-DVD release, a horror movie. You remember a little-known movie starring Paul Walker, our good friend Paul Walker, big fan of his. Joyride?
I do, yes.
That was a great movie, wasn't it?
I liked it. Yeah, Steve Zahn, right?
Yes, Steve Zahn.
Yeah.
Well, now they've got Joyride 3. I saw Joyride 2. It was okay.
I had no idea they had a second one.
Okay, well, Joyride...
Let alone a third one.
Joyride 3, Roadkill.
This is unbelievable.
This is a pretty good movie. It's not nearly as good as the original Wolf... Joyride. Yes, but it's definitely a really good horror movie. You know, a lot of fun. So, but there's a lot of torture stuff in that. So if you can't stand that, then you might want to stay away from that.
Yeah.
Then just yesterday, I checked out Devil's Do.
Devil's Do.
Yeah, it's a found footage flick about a woman who's basically... impregnated with the Antichrist.
Oh, okay.
And I would give a thumbs down.
Okay. If it's found footage, it's already
and
a thumbs down.
The big
me.
Problem is you don't even know half the time who is filming this, why they're filming it. And it's got that really big problem near the end of the movie. Why would you keep filming this?
Isn't this
right,
a
when everything's going down? Yeah.
Isn't this a storyline they use like every year in a horror movie?
It is,
like,
pretty much.
She's pregnant with the devil.
It pretty much is, yeah.
He's coming out. He's coming out.
Yes. Starting with Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's Afflicted, which is another found footage flick. But this one's actually a good found footage flick. If you look up
Afflicted.
Reviews, they say it's actually quite interesting. A guy who they want to travel the world, and they stop in one area because he gets bitten by a lady. You know, he's going to have some fun.
She's zombie.
She tries
bites
to
him,
bite him,
and she's actually he turns into a vampire.
Yeah.
So you get to. You
it
know.
Was going
to
be werewolf, vampire, or zombie.
Yeah, but and it's actually kind of interesting. It's kind of like a Chronicle, except for the horror. You know, found footage type of situation.
Chronicle.
So how much time do we have time for more of these DVDs? Or
sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We got less than 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. Well, then let's talk about Vampire Academy. I know you asked me about that since we were talking about vampires. Vampire Academy.
I think we gave something away regarding that. So maybe
I think we gave some tickets away.
Yeah.
Vampire Academy. One of those tween. I know that Eric loves that word. Tween movies.
Tween.
Yeah. This one not very good. It's
it doesn't look
basically.
Like it.
One's a vampire, or they're both vampires, except for one's a little bit different than the other. Two girls, they're at this vampire university, and she has to protect it. It's goofy.
Vampire
it is,
you?
See, they've taken it way too far since Twilight.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
now
really
there's a time
weird.
You got to stop with
great
all this.
Music, but we'll talk more about some of the other DVDs in our next hour.
Yeah.
But this is, again, our friend Elvis Presley, and this is... this is actually the next song. Yeah. Play the next
I
one.
Thought it was the next one, but you're still showing me 11.
I know. I'm having a hard time today. This is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Teacher, hit me with the ruler.
What?
You've never heard that?
Yeah. Elvis.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment.
Thrust your hips.
Independence Day special.
Oh, yeah.
When we come back, the worst movies thus far. Joseph's opinion for 2014.
Oh, yeah.
1480 AM KPHS.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.